Spotlight.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to our program Spotlight. I am Nishit Kumar, and today we'll be discussing about understanding reasons behind the historic turnout in West Bengal Assembly polls. And today we have with us political analyst Ashok Tandon. Mr. Tandon, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Mr. Tandon, this particular West Bengal elections has kind of aroused a great amount of curiosity among the general public and, of course, the citizens of West Bengal. Now, nearly 90% of voter turnout, as well as if we look at the first phase as well, this was historic. How do you see this and what do you make out of this?
So first of all, let's understand why there is a heavy turnout crossing 90%, etc. Because in the previous elections, people who were not voters, who had left West Bengal or who had died, they were also being considered among the not voting percentage. Now, since all these, they have been weeded out because people who have died, people who have migrated to other states, with that result, the actual number of the electorate is not near to exact position. So, therefore, high turnout of 90 plus is because of this main factor. So, when people were criticizing SIR, the fact remains that in this SIR, a lot of dead would have been, you know, withdrawn or deleted. So, therefore, high percentage was expected. And even otherwise also in Bengal, earlier elections also, it used to be more than 80%. So this 90% and above up to 92% is because of this particular reason. A lot of dead wood was deleted from the electoral roll. And therefore, I think this was one of the reasons. And then what you said about the interest it has generated all over the country is largely on account of a close fight or a very high pitch election campaign, both by the BJP as well as the Trinamool Congress. And if I may just share with our listeners that in the second and final phase of the West Bengal elections, a key focus on the battle between Trinamool's Mamata Banerjee and BJP's Shivendu Adhikari on the Bhavanipur seat. Now, since 2011, the Bhavanipur seat has been a Trinamool stronghold held by the party chief Mamata Banerjee. Now, this time, Shivendu Bhattacharya has intentionally gone to Bhavanipur to challenge Mamata Banerjee. And it has remained a very stronghold of Mamata Banerjee. And if I may give you some figures, in the second phase, out of the 142 constituency spread across 7 districts, Trinamool had won 123 seats in the last election.
Yeah.
BJP had won only 18 and left party only 1.
True.
So the second phase has been crucial because the polling was being held in a Trinamool Congress stronghold. So that is why second phase became more crucial, because BJP was trying to inroads into this area, and this has been part of South Bengal. We know that Hooghly, Hawra, all these things. Traditionally, these areas have been Congress stronghold, but when Mamata Banerjee, you know, left Congress and formed Trinamool Congress, she literally beat it up to entire Congress stronghold in South Bengal, and she has also, in a way, wiped out the left front. She has also swallowed the entire Congress vote, and she has been in power the last 3 terms. So this time the challenge to Mamata Banerjee is very serious, and the BJP led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, you know, they all gun blazing. That is why it is generating a lot of interest among the voters. The exit polls are also indicating that this time, perhaps, depending upon the results on the 4th of May, Trinamool Congress is trailing in all the exit polls. That is a very interesting factor.
Right. So, Mr. Tandon, now that you just mentioned about the SIR exercise as well, which was undertaken in the state of West Bengal, how huge do you see the impact of SIR, considering, of course, one of the factors is the huge 90-plus percent voter turnout, and you also mentioned about the other things. Do you see that SIR has been phenomenal in a way revolutionizing this particular election? Of course, the Bihar election was the first one which was done after the SIR exercise.
See, this kind of exercise was not being taken for the first time. In the past also, in 1996, similar thing was done.
Right.
But one interesting factor which I would like to draw your attention is that having criticized this exercise during the polling as well as now, Trinamool Congress is still believing that they are going to win. Trinamool Congress is saying that BJP will be reduced only to 50 seats. That means out of the heavy turn of 90 plus percentage, they still believe that they are going to win. That means they are not really worried about or bothered about earlier allegations of deletion of votes. Trinamool Congress votes have been deleted, etc., etc., for which Mamata Banerjee herself came to Election Commission to protest and all that, in spite of all these protests. Now, since polling has been by and large peaceful, I think all of us must congratulate the Election Commission for conducting such a peaceful poll. And then she was also complaining about huge quantity of deployment of the paramilitary forces. Now, it is just because of the presence of the paramilitary forces that the election has been by and large peaceful. So that also is being now, in a way, appreciated. So appreciating the high turnout, appreciating peaceful polling, but at the same time, neither side is conceding defeat, but the exit polls indications are, which are not very exact as we all know, but to be as an indicator, all the exit polls are predicting that Trinamool Congress may be losing West Bengal this time.
Yes. Generally, Mr. Tandon, there has been this history or trend rather, if we look at whenever there has been such huge amount of turnout, now in this case 90 plus percent turnout of the voters in any state or in any election, generally this has been the perception that it has to be a regime changing kind of a mandate which is coming up. So how far do you subscribe to this view?
It used to be the thumb rule. That if there is a heavy turnout, it is anti-incumbency, it is against anti-incumbency and the change of the regime. But now, over the last couple of decades, we have seen, since Narendra Modi won 2014 and then in 2019-24, with a better turnout, even in states, better turnout has been turning into a pro-incumbency vote also. Even Mamata Banerjee, if you look at it, the last election she won, there was a heavy turnout, compared to this time, but she got more votes and she got more seats. So therefore, it is no longer a thumb rule that if it is a very heavy turnout, it is an anti-incumbency and therefore the ruling party may be ousted. So I don't subscribe to this theory now, because last number of elections, both at the central level and in the state, they have proved that there can be a pro-incumbency also, which Narendra Modi has in fact proved.
Right. So you say that it could swing any of the ways. The larger voter turnout is no guarantee, or there can be, you know, treating the old power that a large turnout necessarily means a regime change mandate. Moving on, Mr. Tandon, one very important factor which we can see in this particular election in West Bengal is almost zero violence election happening, almost zero violence, which was not the case if we look at the earlier elections. How do you see this? Because, of course, the Election Commission this time was very, very vigilant, and there was a lot of hue and cry all over, right from Kolkata to the Supreme Court and so on and so forth. So how do you see this?
Traditionally, unfortunately, West Bengal has been known for, you know, having violence during the election. But luckily and fortunately, this time it's almost no violence, minor incidents, scuffling, etc. But a couple of things we will have to acknowledge. Number one, the deployment of paramilitary forces. No, somebody may criticize the deployment of too much of paramilitary forces, but the fact remains the presence of paramilitary forces, they have a very salutary impact on the antisocial elements. The best part is that no antisocial element from other states could infiltrate into Bengal to disrupt the election. That also goes that the borders were very effectively sealed. And then the presence of the paramilitary forces at each and every booth, every constituency, also, I think, played a very important role. Another factor which I personally see is whenever there is a very close contest, both sides try to keep the violence out because they think they are winning. And both sides believe they are winning, therefore there is less violence. Now, sometime in frustration, if the one party is feeling that they are not going to win, sometimes they indulge into violence, but primarily poll violence has been invariably related to antisocial elements and sometimes brought from other states as well. So this time all these things have been effectively sealed, and therefore all credit must be given to the paramilitary forces who have deployed, and also the Election Commission, which was very vigilant this time, and they did a wonderful job.
Right, Mr. Tandon. Another point, Mr. Tandon, which we would like to discuss is, if at all, as also the exit polls say, that this is going to be a humdinger of a result on the 4th of May, it could go either way, it's on the edge almost for both the BJP and, of course, the TMC. If at all there is a regime change in Bengal and the BJP wins, what bearing do you see of this happening, this particular result happening on the national politics in general?
One factor which is playing very effectively in West Bengal is that Mamata Banerjee over the years has literally decimated the left front. And she has captured the entire Congress vote. And that's result of that, she was in power for 3 consecutive terms. And now, because there was no opposition to her, BJP started emerging as an alternative to Trinamool Congress at the cost of both the left front as well as the Congress. And it takes time. Now, in this election, last election also, BJP fought the election very seriously, but they were, you know, not really up to the mark in the sense that they could win only 77 seats. And she got absolute majority. Since then, the party has been trying to work at the grassroots level, and very effective campaigning, very effective and strong election management led by personally by Home Minister Amit Shah, and also huge campaign, I think, by Prime Minister himself. So all these factors have put, although if I may say so, BJP does not have a state level very strong leader in Suvendu Bhattacharya.
Right.
As compared to Mamata Banerjee. But as if I may say, during the last phases of the campaigning, the Prime Minister himself said that if you vote, it will be vote for Modi. So therefore, appeal of Prime Minister, as we saw in the last election, BJP won handsomely in the Lok Sabha election in West Bengal also. So therefore, making it Mamata versus Modi or Mamata versus Amit Shah, that has also helped the BJP to effectively counter Mamata Banerjee. So therefore, if results are against Mamata Banerjee or Trinamool Congress, so that would mean that now onwards in West Bengal it will become a very effective two-party system. That means Trinamool Congress versus the BJP, and that in itself is a very, very historic event, because the left front was ruling this state since independence. It was the Congress which was ruling West Bengal.
True.
So now, and the BJP was nowhere. Even the founder, Shyam Prasad Mukherjee, hailed from West Bengal, but the BJP or the earlier Jansang had absolutely no roots. They didn't have even effective leaders. Now if they are going to win, and that will be a remarkable thing.
Right, Mr. Tandon. Now coming to the other states, particularly the southern states, let's talk of Keralam and Tamil Nadu. How do you see these results when we look at the Keralam and Tamil Nadu polls?
Let's talk about Kerala. You know, Kerala traditionally has seen a switch between the LDF and the Congress-led UDF.
Yes.
In every assembly election, except last time in 2021, when the LDF retained power. And it was a major departure from the normal playbook. So therefore, this time it was expected that it may be a really strange thing if the LDF can retain for the, you know, third consecutive time. So in 2021, they not only retained power, they also increased their seat tally to 99 as compared to 91 of 2016. So this time it was believed that because of the popularity of the LDF leadership, they may retain it for the third time. But the exit polls as they are coming, they are predicting a UDF victory. And so that would mean that a switch between the LDF and the UDF is going to take place this time. But as far as Tamil Nadu is concerned, that most of the opinion polls were also, you know, predicting return of the DMK-led alliance. And these opinion polls are also by and large showing that the DMK-led alliance is returning to power. And although the AIADMK-led alliance is not giving a very tough fight, as going by the exit polls.
Very briefly, if we could look at the Assam polls and the exit polls, so where do you see Assam going this time?
Assam is also on the predicted lines that it will be retained by BJP. Hemanta Biswa Sarma is in a very strong position for the third consecutive term. So BJP first came to power in 2016 by unseating three-term Congress government led by Tarun Gagoi. Since then, he has been a very powerful leader. He's not leader only of Assam, but of the entire Northeast. And if he increases his seat tally, it will not be a surprise. Opinion polls are also showing Assam, BJP winning.
Right, Mr. Tandon. Thank you so very much for having joined us and shared your views on the election results and the voting which happened in West Bengal today. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app News on AIR and our YouTube channel News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.